From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. We're continuing our conversation with Clark Tucker, one of four candidates for the U.S. House race in the Democratic primary in Central Arkansas. Now we're going to move on to healthcare. Thanks for being here, Clark.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Jacob.
First, let's start off. Its most basic point I guess we can get is, as is, without future proposals, what's your assessment of the Affordable Care Act?
Before the Affordable Care Act, there were really two major issues with healthcare in the country. One had to do with affordability and one had to do with accessibility. Ironically, the Affordable Care Act ended up having more to do with access than it did with affordability, and it did significantly help close that access gap. In Arkansas, for example, we went from about 22% to about 9% of uninsured adults. We led the nation in closing that gap down to zero, and so far as there are tens of millions of Americans who have access to care who did not have it before the Affordable Care Act, there are protections in place for people with pre-existing conditions. Kids can stay on their parents' plans until they're 26. All those are positives. I think everyone agrees that the situation can continue to be improved, but I do think for those reasons it was a step in the right direction.
Well, let's talk about some of those ways to improve it.
Yeah, so just to go back to the statistic I just mentioned, we went from 22% to 9% in Arkansas, and we need to keep driving until that number is zero. I think every American should have access to care. That care should also be affordable, and that's really the second main way that I think we ought to continue to improve. Right now, it's too expensive not only to have access to quality care, but also prescription drugs is another major part of it. And, you know, in Arkansas, we actually did a decent job of moving, trying to transition away from a fee-for-service model, which incentivizes quantity of care. And I think we can restructure the healthcare system in a way that incentivizes positive outcomes. Part of the whole reason of incentivizing access is so that you can get treatment at the beginning when it's most effective and least expensive. And if you sort of change the system in a way that incentivizes positive outcomes, then you're going to get more preventive treatment. We need to move away from the system where people go into an ER after they've been sick for a while. And I think that will help drive costs down.
One of the differences between you and your three competitors, Gwen Combs, Jonathan Dunckley, and Paul Spencer, is they seem to pretty wholeheartedly embrace the concept of Medicare for all, which is just that every citizen gets access to Medicare health insurance program. You agree with something pretty similar. I guess I'll let you explain it, though.
I'm inclined to support a proposal that would allow the public to opt into a Medicare-type system instead of pushing them in that direction. Right now, there are between 150 and 170 million Americans who have employer-based insurance, and I think as the economy develops, we actually need more portability of benefits all the way around. Healthcare is a prime example of that. But if someone doesn't want to move to Medicare, then they ought not to have to be forced. I think having an option, you know, choices will help drive costs down and gives, you know, the American people deserve a choice in, you know, who their health insurer and healthcare providers are. And I think that's all positive. I'm also just a little hesitant to give the entire control of the healthcare system to the government. Governments change. I like some governments better than other governments, and I'm talking about specifically the United States government. And I just would be hesitant to entrust the government totally with my health care. I think there ought to be other options out there for people if that's what they so choose.
What do you think the end game is, or where do you envision health care in America based on some of the goals you want in 10 or 20 years, if you're at the end of your first or second term, if you're elected to Congress?
I think ideally, just finish where I started. Everyone ought to have access to quality, affordable care. So number one, everyone has access to a doctor, and they have that access locally as well. I think one of the major benefits of us expanding Medicaid first through the private option and then through Arkansas Works is that we have not had any rural health care providers close as a result of that. And it doesn't matter how great your coverage is if your hospital closes in your community and you have to drive 50 miles to go get care. And so I think having access to care, having it locally, having quality care, and then having it not exceed, you know, some percentage of your income. Right now, the premiums keep going up, the out-of-pocket costs with co-pays and whatnot keep going up, and I think it needs to be affordable so people don't have to make a decision between their health care and their food and their family's future.
I've been speaking with Clark Tucker, one of four candidates for the Democratic primary May 22nd for the 2nd Congressional District. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Jacob.